Good morning. Welcome to the MT5 show. Today is Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. I'm Alyssa.
I'm Eddie.
And I'm Steve. And with that brilliant intro, we're back. Good job, Alyssa.
Yay!
You see, you do such a good job, you know? That's what I like. I like putting her on the spot. Sometimes I put Eddie on the spot once in a great while, but Alyssa, you always come through.
I try. If not, then I get fired.
Now you do very good, huh, Eddie?
Yes.
I think that was even better. I wonder if Alberto's listening.
Probably not. Like he says, he never listens.
Well, you know what? He's the only one that does listen. Because he's got to edit it, actually. Like today, he's got to edit the show for the podcast. Because right now, we're only live streaming. And when he gets back, he's got to go to the show and
get it ready for the podcast.
Does he have to, like, record it? How does he do it if he's not here? Is he recording?
Well, he gets it off of one of our streaming places, either YouTube or...
Like he downloads it?
Facebook. Yeah, I don't. You know what? I don't know how he does it, but I think last time he told me he got it off YouTube, so he either records it or I don't know how the hell. I don't know.
He's a bootlegger.
I have no idea.
SoundCloud, huh?
He's a bootlegger.
Maybe. Yeah, he's bootlegging from us. Right. He's bootlegging from us.
However he does it, he does it.
Caught by the Doobie Brothers.
Hey, we got a guest on today, and he's our sponsor.
I'm excited.
And I'm glad that the Natural Wonders products that you guys have tried. I've tried. We've all tried it, so that's a good thing. So then when he comes on, we could tell him our experiences. I'm sure he wants to know, he wants to know. I'm sure he hears it from other people, but from the sponsor people like us, or who he's sponsoring, I'm sure it's going to be a nice sponsorees. It's going to be something nice, some feedback from the people that are promoting his stuff. And I don't know. I'm pretty excited. What are you about you, Alyssa?
I am too. I saw that there was some products I didn't know that there was.
Really?
Yeah.
The ones I showed you, or was there the other ones?
No, there's one. It's a hair fall defense, which I want to do.
What is
that's
that?
That's what I want to use. It's for like...
It's for your hair not to come out.
Exactly.
For your hair not to fall out?
Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes when you shower, your hair falls out.
I get so much hair.
Maybe that's what it's for.
Isn't that supposed to happen?
Yeah, but not to where like me, like I'm balding over here.
Oh. Clumps of hair.
Yeah.
Are
so,
you? You're not balding. Yeah. Get out of here.
I don't know if you can see.
So
my hairline is receding.
So is mine.
So yeah. So they say that your hair follows the pattern of your mother, I guess. So how your hair is how your mother's hair is, or how your hair will be how your mother's hair is. And my mom has really thin hair. I've always had thin hair.
Does that apply to men too?
Yeah, men. Supposedly, your hair is supposed to be how like your mother's hair is. So if she if she got like gray hair really early, you would get gray hair really early. If she starts,
she had thin hair though.
Yeah, if her hair starts to thin, then guys usually will have like a receding hairline, or they'll start to bald. They'll get the bald spot in the back of their head. So that's what I've heard.
That could be
interesting.
Yeah. So. My mom has got really thin hair, and I'm following in her footsteps.
Let me see.
Isn't genetics wonderful?
Genetics. The genes.
Yep. Get that.
The genes. No hair genes.
Yep.
I didn't know that. So that was on the website?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Fall Defense. And I want to say, I can't remember the scent. And then I saw they had an aloe vera one. No, avocado. Avocado. I was like, ooh.
And this is the for the hair fall out or whatever?
No, that was just avocado was just full of, vitamins and stuff.
I wonder if they have a product where you grow your hair.
I don't know.
We'll ask him, huh?
Maybe that's the hemp.
The hemp? Is the hair grower?
I don't know.
Well, I don't guess. Is there a thing that can grow hair?
They say rosemary oil.
It'll grow hair?
Yeah, it helps stimulate the hair follicles.
Was it Rogaine? And then they have a... Mm-hmm. I don't know if it works, but according to the company, it does.
Is it rosemary, vitamin E, and lemongrass, I believe. I used to use that. I used to put it in my baby shampoo.
All mixed together?
Mm-hmm. You put the oils, you take the shampoo out of the bottle, and you put the oils inside. You get the capsules of the vitamin E's, and you squeeze them in.
Oh, you squeeze
them in. Then you get the rosemary essential oil, and you put it in, and you get the, I think it's lemongrass essential oil, and you put it in, and then you mix it all up, you pour it back in the bottle, and you use that as shampoo. You put it in your hair, and leave it in.
That's to grow hair?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys know a lot. Wow.
Telling you, I'm losing my hair. I gotta do something.
when Scott comes on, you could ask him some questions and maybe, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
maybe they have a product to help.
Maybe.
The hair loss.
He's got something to help from falling out hair. Hey, helping the hair.
Too. I just cut it all. It's all short. I don't know.
It looks long to me.
Well, it's long but short. I don't know. I just cut it.
I think you're just self-conscious right now with the hair falling out and everything.
Oh no!
I think at my age, as long as I don't, it doesn't fall out, it'll be okay.
Right.
Well, that's if you use the hair fallout prevention.
Yeah.
That helps. That would help, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about growing the hair, but it'll help from
falling out.
When I comb my hair when I get out of the shower, I have one of those big combs that has the big teeth, so it doesn't. Yeah, and when I comb it, there's so much hair on there.
Oh, you know what you could do next time? Save it in the bag and give it to Eddie.
Sharing's caring. Back on my head.
A little toupee?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever works, right?
Right.
I don't know.
A toupee.
I have this this one I showed Alyssa that I was going to send. Or going to get to her. I don't know. This is actually a new one. Brand new.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
He does
like at everything, but
yeah, I don't even think this is out yet. This is something he gave me this, and I showed you that other one he had, that little spray thing. I don't know what it was, but there was two brand new ones that he gave me. So I'm gonna let you have this to try it out. You'll be the first, and then you can let us know.
I'm
and
excited.
Let people know. Lotion. About it.
I like the.
I don't know. It's a body lotion, retinol, age defy and revive retinol
like 5-in-1 body lotion. Is it like a firming lotion? Yeah. I want to try it.
I like the picture.
Yeah. How did they use my picture without my permission?
I don't know. I guess you're world famous, Alyssa. Yeah, the first time I looked at it, I saw the girl in the underwear, and I almost thought, is that Alyssa? I was like, hey, that looks damn. So what I did is I was going to rip it off and put it here next to my bed, but I go, that wouldn't work around here at this house. So anyway, yeah, we're going to have him on just a minute, and I know you have those questions about the hair. What is it? Hair fallout prevention product they sell?
Fall defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Eddie, you want to know if they have something to help grow hair?
Grow hair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. We got
Do they have what is it? Fat eliminator? Let's just ask him all kinds of questions.
Okay. I guess so. Oh, man. So he's gonna really dig all this. That you know, we're his main customers, I guess. And I could ask him about my cracking hands. My cracking hands that are all cracked all the time.
We'll just use all his products, and we won't have to have any plastic surgery at all.
That's right. But anyway, I've known Scott for a long time. Good dude, very good guy, and I can say he's a friend of mine. And I got a lot of good things to say, and he's always been good to us. And I know Alyssa and Eddie, you've always used his products all the time. Mm-hmm. And I started using it for my hands, and it helped heal them. I've used other products to get me through, you know, for that second. but for the healing process, the stuff he gave me, his Natural Wonders lotion, it actually helped heal it. So once that happens, then I'm good to go. But if you need something to help that cracked healing, he gave me something that really helps. So I really like that. And oh, you do too? Your hands are bad too?
No, not my hands, my feet.
Oh, listen, I thought you had nice feet.
I do have nice feet.
Now, why do you have to tell me about your bad feet? I'm picturing you all perfect and everything, and then I'm going to think you got cracked feet and ugly feet.
No, just like, you know, like when, you know, especially like in the summer when you're wearing a lot of chocolate or flip-flops, for those that don't know what chocolates are, you know, your heels tend to crack. And if you don't go and get a pedicure often, you know, you need to keep that maintenance up.
So it looks like you all are going to have some questions for Scott, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to know at all.
Hey, you know what? My main question, now that you brought up the chonklas or whatever, why don't they call them thongs anymore? When I was growing up, they called flip-flops thongs.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Did they stop doing that or what?
Because people get confused between the thong chokla and the thong underwear.
Okay. Like, thank you for settling.
It's like when you go to the, you know, like you ask me, oh, should I wear thongs to the beach?
Beach.
People be like, oh,
well, that's pretty good. So what?
I don't know.
Yeah, please do.
Or I mean, chonglas. Should I wear chonglas to, you know, to the beach? So yeah. But
so
you
they
know,
got the underwear name from the flip flop, the thong.
I have no idea.
I think
probably so. Because a thong,
goes between your toes.
Okay, hold on.
The thong goes between your butt.
I don't think our guest is going to want to be talking about how the thong came about. Yeah. But yeah, when I think thong, okay, of course, underwear now, but I always thought of flip-flops. That's what we called them a long time ago. That's what they called them. And
What is the proper name for them? Too bad Alberto's not here. Huh? He'd find out.
Sandals, probably.
Sandals, there you go.
Sandals.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to investigate this for the next show, okay?
Beach sandals? Okay. Maybe beach sandals?
Beach sandals.
I don't know. So you guys got a lot of questions for Scott coming on, right?
Yes.
I don't know if this would be one of the questions to ask him. So you guys talk about your heel, Eddie about your hair, and all that good stuff, and we'll get to that another time. Who knows? Maybe I'll ask him right off the bat, huh? Okay, let's bring out... he's the CEO of Natural Wonders, health and beauty products, all natural for men and women. And we're going to bring him on. It's first time we had him on for Natural Wonders. I'll say that. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
And Alyssa, this is the first time you're meeting him?
Yes.
Okay, good. I know Alyssa's excited because she uses his products and she's very happy with them. And here we go. Let's bring out Scott right now. Scott Gerling. CEO of Natural Wonders.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Good to see you.
Yes,
Eddie.
How you doing?
Hello.
We have Alyssa up top. We have Eddie over here. Alberto's off today, and I'm Steve. And want to thank you for coming on the show because we know you're a busy guy. And we appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm digging it.
Yes. Do you want to chime in on how they got the underwear name? Was it from the flip-flop, do you think? When you were younger, do you remember the thongs being called? I mean, the flip-flops called thongs?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All the time. There was no another name. I don't remember.
They probably got mixed up with thong, like bikini underwear. That's why. So I can see why they sort of updated the name, because there was two products that sort of had the same name. But I remember flip-flops or flip-flops, more than anything else.
Thongs. So thongs weren't back like in the 70s, they called them that, and the
80s? I remember that too, but I'm just saying it was that or flip-flops. What's the other name they're called now?
Chonklas. What are they called now?
No, we call them chonklas.
Thongs?
Hispanics call them chonklas.
Thongs or flip-flops or
sandals.
So nobody calls them thongs anymore. Get out of here.
Sandals.
Eddie.
Sandals.
Yeah. Well, what do you call them, Scott?
Flip-flops.
Okay. Yeah. Eddie, what do you call them?
Flip-flops.
Alyssa calls them chonklas.
Chonklas.
And I just, I don't even call them nothing. I'm so confused. I don't call them nothing.
Damn.
sandals.
Yeah.
Sandals.
Open-toed shoes.
I never really was comfortable with them because they would go on my toe like that, and I didn't like them.
No.
That's how they're supposed to be.
Yeah, you couldn't walk any farther than what's around, like, in the house. Otherwise, you'd wear a hole in your foot. And, yeah. I mean, they were never really any good. Even for the beach, I just thought, no, these are...
The sand gets all kicked up behind you.
Good for keeping the pads of your feet from sticking to the asphalt. But other than that...
Exactly. And the only thing that was going in your toe was just to hold it on, basically, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the beach, you're better off going barefoot. Yeah, on the sand, this is too hot.
Yeah.
And the sand burns your feet.
Yeah, sometimes the sand's hot.
So basically, we had Scott on here to let everybody know flip-flops are useless. That's basically.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Scott.
It was
Scott,
nice talking to you.
So, Scott, natural.
See ya.
I wanted to show
you
something.
They make a product for beach feet?
Beach feet? Scott, do you guys have a product for beach feet? What is that,
Burned Eddie? And chapped feet. And...
Yeah, well, I do aloe vera. I mean, if you want some aloe vera, I'll take care of your burns real quick.
Aloe vera is good for burns.
Yeah.
Before we get off here, there was a product that you gave us here that I'm going to give to Alyssa that she can try. You said it's a new product here. Mm-hmm. And I want to start off, first of all, by saying I like that you have the American flag on the back. Yeah. And I have to say, because we're in America. And people, well, I mean, you know, it's okay to buy stuff from other countries or whatever. But it's good to buy in your own country, too. You know, I like buying American. It's nice to say, hey, it's American made, or, you know, that's a good thing. And I just wanted to say that off the bat.
Yeah, some trippy stuff has been happening with that over the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. It used to be like people would order products and they'd say it's okay to put made in the USA on the back. They would like to see that. And then all of a sudden it became, hey, can you put an icon on the back and... you know, make that part of your icon set. And I was like, okay. Then they said, hey, you want that a little bit more prominent, can you put it, you know, on the front? And now with more of our Natural Wonders products, they're asking us to put it right on the front. And the right on the front is because I think buyers, you know, are a lot more savvy now. They figure, well, if you get products from these off-price stores,
yes,
they'll think, well, how can you get 32 ounces for this price unless it's Chinese product or something from another country? And a lot of the buyers, particularly the Midwest buyers, would come to us and they would say, put it on the front because everyone resonates with an American flag on the front. They want to know they're getting American product. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really cool transition for me personally, because I like seeing that flag too. And with a lot of our Natural Wonder stuff, I like putting it on the men's products because it just adds to the value of the product. And they say you get credit for the being made in America immediately. They don't have to pick the product up, look on the back and see where it's made. It's like stamped right on the front. So that's kind of a cool thing about us, a transition that I can see that's happening in the beauty industry, at least at my level. And I would say at the level that we're at a very high pace, a very fast pace. We're a lot more nimble than, like, say, a big company, because they're always coming to us for new stuff. So we're on the trend lines.
So it's like cool. Catches your eye when you see that.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because I was just holding one of your products up. If it was on the front, that would be awesome. And would it be, because I see in the back here, it's here, but it's not in color. Would it be in color in the front? That would be...
It depends. It's a stylistic choice based on sort of the artwork on the front. I do all of the artwork on these products. That product that you're holding right there is me, actually. You can see my body on the front of the picture.
Scott.
I just wanted to let you know I work hard to get there. And
you want your credit.
Natural Wonders does wonders.
Right.
Damn, Scott.
Okay. Really slim me down to help my gear figure, and, you know, great about that. But on certain products, that one right there is a sort of a new line that we're working on with a different sort of vibe. Okay. That one's sort of coming up, and they asked for that one on the back. But for the Natural Wonders products, we are literally starting to put them on the front. This is a sort of a new trend that we just saw.
So something like this.
Yeah. So right now, it's over the last 3 months they started asking. So you won't see it on these particular versions, but anything new and starting to go from now forward, the flags are on the front.
Oh, cool.
And yeah. for this one right here, Eddie is wanting to try this one, and he says with the raw sugar, will that peel off some layers of skin that he's had on that he's been wanting to get off for years?
Yeah, absolutely.
All the dirt.
Is that what it's for?
Yeah, it is, really. So turmeric right now is a very hot product. It's a very hot ingredient that people are picking up a lot. And that that exfoliator right there is, while we sell that for, I don't know, retail, I think they sell for $7. Really, the formulas that are in those, they're like, they could be easily sell for $30. Just because we call it beach in a bottle. There's so much grit. There's so much stuff that's happening inside of that very thick natural formula. It's just that because I work so closely with the manufacturer, one of our partners actually owns the plant, we're able to get some really killer formulas, and we're able to get the sort of the best of the best in those bottles.
Cool. Let me pull up Alyssa. Alyssa, I know Alyssa's got questions, so I'm gonna pull her up to ask a question. And I want to say real quick before I pop Alyssa up here, Scott, whatever you did for your setup to come on our show, everybody should follow that thing, because you sound good, you look good, the mic sounds good and everything like that. I tell you, we've had people on, no offense to the guests that are watching, oh my god, sometimes we can't even hear what the hell they're saying. But he sounds great, right, guys?
Yes.
The mic sounds good, the video's good, so yeah. I just want to throw that in there.
It does look pretty good with all four of us. Beer all over.
Well, you know, I'm more kind of worried about, I've been staring at this product for a long time, and now that he's telling me that it's him, I don't know, I'm not going to be looking at it like that anymore. Okay, so here we go. Yeah, question for Scott Gurley here.
First off, I'd like to say thank you for providing us with samples of the product. Actually, this morning I used the rose water, the face mist. I love the way it smells. I love the way it makes my face feel. But I was looking online and I was seeing that you guys have a lot of, I don't know necessarily if they're new products or just products I haven't noticed that you had. I noticed there was like a coconut scent. There's the avocado, all the, like the shampoos, because I'm all about like, I don't know if you heard us earlier, we're talking about like my hair and how my hair is thinning. And I wanted to try that fall defense. Eddie wanted to know if it helps hair grow, or is it just a defense for the hair falling out?
Yeah, well, that's the castor oil product. Mm-hmm. So the castor oil products that we put together, castor oil has been used a really long time for treating hair that's thinning and falling out, and it's a defense, and it treats the hair, it treats the follicles, gets deep inside, and makes it so that your hair really starts to grow back in a very strong and noticeable way. Now, the products that you see online are really our top level products, and it's hard. The difference between what we sell out in like TJ Maxx and Ross and Burlington and Bell's and Stater Brothers is that those products tend to be in 32 ounces, sort of a value size. And at those stores, it's a killer value for 32 ounces. The only problem is we can't really sell that stuff online easily, because at 32 ounces, it's like sending lead through the mail. And it costs a lot of money to send lead through the mail. So we have to, we had to come up with sort of a happy medium. And what we decided was we wanted Natural Wonders, the Supernaturals line, to really sort of focus in on much more concentrated product. So what you're getting online is much more concentrated in some of the key ingredients, particularly with the castor oil stuff. You'll notice the texture is different, the feel, the fragrance, and how it works is really a lot more focused towards the benefit. So when you ask, what does it do for hair fall? Really what it does is it treats the scalp so you don't have any more hair fall, and it actually thickens the hair, treats the scalp, gets into the root and the follicle, and makes it so it gives it sort of a perfect scenario for your scalp and hair into thicken.
Okay. Man, that's pretty crazy, man.
And that's only the online products.
Well, Castrol.
More concentrated.
Castrol, the online products, the products that we sell there are the truly concentrated.
Oh, okay.
They're more expensive than the other ones, but the value is, I mean, it's the best of the best. The manufacturing plant where these come out of, remember I said there are three owners of Natural Wonders. One of the owners is the owner of that factory. It's been there for about 35 years, and it's been in California for that amount of time, basically in the same location. That factory has always focused in on natural and organic products. And we, in the very beginning, when that company first started getting going, it was a tiny little niche before they had G your hair smells terrific sorts. You know, things that were way back when from Unilever and big companies. And we were a tiny little company that was fighting against these giants. Well, it didn't take too long, maybe a span of about 15 to 20 years, all the way up through like into the 2000s, where it started to become a sort of a bigger niche. Now they have natural and organic trade shows that are bigger than what you would find in just regular everyday soaps that you get from Dial or Unilever or you know the big brands. So this gives us true access to some of the most high-tech sort of natural blends that are perfect for skin.
And fantastic, right?
Yeah, so we put that all into Natural Wonders, and Natural Wonders itself is actually the home brand of this plant. And the plant's big. It's like seven buildings that are all, you know, 100,000 square feet. It's a big operation, but we're the best of the best because we're the home brand.
Very cool. I'm going to pull up Eddie here because I know Lissa's going to have more questions. So Lissa, just hold tight. Eddie? Eddie's worried about his hair, so we got to get Eddie some help here. Hold on.
You're growing, man. Let's get that hair.
Get that hair growing. What about hair gels? Do you make a hair gel for men or...
Yes, we do. So
you do.
The men's line is probably one of the fastest growing sort of categories that we have, which is unusual for me. The name Natural Wonders is sort of a universal name that was chosen because it's like people have heard of Natural Wonders in general, you know, like you were taught about the seven natural wonders of the world kind of growing up. It's kind of been in your ear, and it translated well into a product name. But what has kind of shocked me is that it really sort of works for men's too. And we have an avid following of guys, and it just keeps growing and growing and in a lot of different ways too. So the hair gel, we do have a hair gel for men. It's not on the website though. We haven't developed men's products selling online. We are doing that in the brick and mortar stores.
Okay.
But it's out there.
Yeah, it's out there. Comes in 8-ounce tube, and it's something I use too.
Cool. Oh, very cool. Nice. Mm-hmm. Alyssa, I'm gonna pull you up because I know you got a bunch of stuff in your mind.
I do. I want to go to Ross right now. I've always looked online for everything, but now that I know more products are available in the brick and mortar stores, now I want to go actually to the physical store to see what is all available. I want to get into the lotions. I want to, you know, I already have some of the face products. I've got the charcoal face mask. I've got the rose water. I've got the toner. I've got the cleanser. I've got that stuff. But now I want to know I want to go out and explore like the shampoos and the lotions and, you know, the sugar scrubs and all that stuff. So I think I need to make a trip to Ross.
Yeah. Well, I would say this.
I
would say this right now. The most stock that we have right now is really over at Burlington.
Oh, okay.
I will say something interesting. So, when you're working with these companies, they don't always compete well together if you're selling to all three of them.
Right.
And we in the manufacturing plant where we make our products, there are probably 9 or 10 other companies that are a lot bigger than us. They've been there longer. There's just more just older companies that have been developed where they get into Costco, they get into other places in the world, and they're sold out into the broader world, like Trader Joe's or whatever.
Right.
But I can say that of all those companies, Natural Wonders is the only one that sells in Burlington, Ross, and TJ Maxx, and it's almost impossible for companies to do that because they don't play well together. But for whatever reason, we found niches in each one. And I will say this about Burlington, that group of buyers that buy from us are some of the most creative and talented buyers, because they come with they're like secret shoppers. They go around and shop in all these places, and they sort of pick up on the trends of what's really happening. And they go to everywhere. They go to, you know, they're going to Target, they're going to Ulta, they're going to, Whole Foods. They're checking every place. They have their fingers on the pulse of the buying public. And so when they come and they say, hey, let's partner together and start putting products together, they'll say, hey, this is our inspiration. We see that this is a trend that's developing. They come to me and they say, start creating. And because I do the labels, it's a lot of fun for me to work with people that are this creative because they have all these ideas that are coming. And every time it hits the store, we're usually in front of the wave. But as far as like creativity, and the buyers that are willing to be creative with someone like us, they lead the pack, and they're avid about it, and it's really a lot of fun to work with them in creating new products.
Very cool. Hey, I got some breaking news here, Alyssa.
What?
That we got a special guest that just called in.
Oh.
Just I guess they heard Scott was on.
Uh huh.
And we got a special guest. Very,
oh,
very.
Nice.
Wow. I can't believe this here. We got former President Bill Clinton. Look at this.
This is the M25 show.
Hey, it's good. Hey, Scott, see? You attract very good people.
I was listening and I was wondering if they make a beauty cream for Hillary.
For Hillary?
Good question. Good question, Mr. Clinton. Hey, Scott, do they have a beauty cream for Hillary? That's a lot to ask.
Yeah, that's
no offense, Hillary, but
a miracle creature.
Yeah, we can certainly start formulating. It might take a while, but we'll come up with something.
Call it the Hillary.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Clinton, I'm glad you're a big fan of the M25 show, and I know you've got some questions for Scott about his Natural Wonders.
Yes, what else
what
you about got? Edible cream for after hours?
Would you like to know about a special lotion for after hours?
Yes.
Special lotion. Well, what would you like this lotion to do?
To bring pleasure to all parties.
A tingling sensation.
Fire and ice.
Nice. Sure.
Scott.
Or for her pleasure.
Scott, we weren't expecting Mr. Clinton to call in, but we need to take advantage of this. I got a question for you, Bill. Are you still there? Bill.
Yes, I am.
Okay, just making sure you're still alive. Okay, I know we've talked in before the show. I knew you were coming on, and not a lot of people know this, but we chit-chat, and we used to go gallivanting back in the day, and not people know that we're really friends, you know? We have something in common. We like women, so, you know, that's what we do. So, was it... I hate to bring this up, Scott, and jump on your lifeline, but were you really messing around with that gal?
No, I was not.
Okay, that's that's all you have to say about it.
Did not
you had no relations
with that woman.
Right. Okay,
only oral.
I'll develop a very fire and icy cream for you. We'll call it Monica.
Yes, God, you know, have you seen Bill lately? He doesn't look very good. What can we do for him? You've seen his face lately. It's aged very fast. And what do you suggest for this man?
What do I suggest for
him? Besides a mask.
Yeah.
Natural Wonders mask? You have a Natural Wonders mask? Oh, you probably do, right? Those charcoal masks.
Yeah.
Yes, sure. I think the peel-off mask would be great for Bill. He would love it.
Yeah, peel it on off Hillary's face.
Not you. We're not going to peel her face off, but
no, this is for you. That's about Hillary. Okay, Mr. President, we got to let you go because this is Scott's interview, and you know, we have respect what you do sometimes, but you got to go. So, one last question for Scott Gurley, CEO of Natural Wonders.
Continued success, and I'd like to know, can I get a discount?
You sure can, Bill. I'm happy to have you on board, and thank you very much for your support.
All right, President, let me get you out of here because well, let's just get you out. We don't want you up there. Hold on, Scott. I'm sorry about that. We always have people crashing the show.
It's amazing. I just can't believe. Wow. Telling you know he was listening. He was engaging.
That's right.
Devil. I just. Wow.
I know. Hey, then we should have had you out a long time ago. We didn't know he was going to be called in.
What I missed, Steve.
Oh, hold on here. Who's it? Eddie, you got a question for Scott?
What'd I miss? What happened?
I don't know. What'd you miss?
I was talking to Alberto and I.
All right. Eddie, you got another question for Scott?
So the hair gel for men, I'm interested in the hair gel for men.
What is it called? Natural Wonders
Hair Gel?
Where
can I get it locally?
Oh, locally. Yeah, where can you get it locally, Scott? If he wants to go today, can he go
right
to
now,
a
right
store?
Yeah.
So right now, you can pick up these. My personal favorite line. Okay, so we developed two lines.
Okay.
You're back.
Scott had a moment right there where he froze on us.
Did I freeze?
Yeah.
That was a good look. Okay, where are we at? Your hair for Eddie.
You're talking about the two different.
Where can I get it?
In line
today.
I prefer the Ross look. They have sort of a skull character that sort of weaves all the way through. And as a matter of fact, I have some images. I'm not sure that I can share my screen, but I do have those, and they look really cool.
And they're at Ross?
Yeah. Ross, you can get them right now.
Well, Eddie, okay. your job
you
right
what,
now
I've,
is
I've
go to Ross.
Natural Wonders products at Ross when I'm running low and I can't wait for the delivery, I'll just go to Ross and get them.
That's Eddie right there.
So, yeah, maybe I'll go to Ross after the show.
So, my question is, Ross has a different line than, like, Burlington? The bottles will look different? Ross has a skull, and yeah. Burlington and TJ Maxx will have different labels,
yeah.
I guess?
Yeah, they do. It's similar products, but
Look like this?
No, they look like that. They're black labels like that.
Okay.
Product.
I think I have one. The one I used is a black. It's like a.
I'm trying to figure out what he's saying. Like it has a different logo.
An exfoliating.
Oh, wait a minute. That looks the same. It's just a different.
Yeah. So this is like this. This is a men's product. This kind of men's product right here sells at. This is the Burlington right here.
Oh, Burlington. Okay.
Little real sort of look, and they have this sort of. Tommy Bahama thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the men's product at Ross, I don't have anything at hand, but it's a skull character, and it resonates with me a lot more. I have a lot of fun putting those products together because for many years I was putting products together that generally were marketing to women, which is, it sort of blows my mind that that had worked the way that it did, because it's just a dude that's creating, mm-hmm. but, and it markets to women, and I always felt sort of lucky in the fact that it was resonating with that crowd, because it's like I don't feel necessarily like I can add a feminine touch to much, because I'm a guy's guy, but by the same token, when I started creating the men's products, I had a lot of fun with it because I knew what I liked, and I started putting it together. And that Skulls character, the one that sells at Ross, is kind of my favorite.
So
I think that's the one I have.
So you created that? Character.
Yeah,
that's your character.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'd say for the women's, put like a pink bow on the skull.
Oh yeah.
What about products for shaving, Scott? For men.
I don't like to
shaving prevent
cream?
Irritation
like
or
cream.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Like to prevent irritation or like a beard oil, not
oh, like
beard
an
oil,
aftershave?
But yeah,
like an aftershave.
For something men, we have beard oil. We don't have shaving products per se. The closest thing that we have that would fall into that category would be beard oil, but we also have like a 5-in-1 product, and it's like the wash itself is sort of like a body wash, a pre-shave, and a shampoo. And those products are differentiated a little bit because shampoo and body wash seem like they're the same, but they're really not. Shampoos have some more surfactants in them, and they're made to suds up a different way than like a body wash. A body wash is made to clean your body with a little less of a sudding effect, but for shampoo you want it to sort of boof up in tiny little compact bubbles that feel sort of thick and have a really cool experience. But
what would happen if you use body wash in your hair? Would anything happen?
No, not really. Okay. It's just the experience that you have when you're washing your hair.
Okay.
People like a certain feel, and they want to feel the value of the setting. So, okay. I don't know if you've ever noticed, this is where I get nerded out on sort of, but you'll know a cheaper shampoo by the size of the bubble. If the bubble is really big and it feels like a bubble bath, it's a cheaper product. If the bubbles are compact and it feels like when you're washing your hair, the bubbles feel like a tight
sort of, thicker.
Yeah, it feels thicker. And that's how you know. Because a lot of people don't really understand. I never understood it until I started getting into this business. Mm-hmm. Like, what is good? What is bad? Why does it? What makes the experience for people what it is? So that's
so wait a minute here. So you're saying if I get a shampoo, Natural Wonder shampoo, right? I could go take a shower and I could have a good, exciting experience in the shower.
Exciting.
Washing my hair.
It's going to be, yes, you're going to be thrilled.
Really?
Yes.
Well, because,
and you probably don't have to use as much product either.
Yeah. So just a squirt.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a quarter size.
So the more bubbles, like when you wash your hair, if somebody's washing their hair and it looked like you poured Mr. Bubble in your shower, that's not good.
Yeah, the looser the bubble or the thinner,
okay,
it cheapens the product. When you have a really good product, and it's hard to do with a natural product because usually sulfates are, and parabens, sulfates really are what cause bubbling. But when you do a natural product, we don't use that. We use natural surfactants, and those surfactants have gotten really good. And like early in the 2000s and sort of in the 90s, they weren't really developed enough because the industry hadn't grown to what it is. But now, you know, we don't use sulfates or parabens in our product. We don't want that. It's an industry sort of no-no, especially for a natural product. But I would say, so the experience you're looking for with a shampoo is a lot of bubbles, and bubbles that make your hair feel like you have a tight pack of bubbles on there. Although I will say, if you wash your hair once a week, you're going to have the first wash that you do, like in the shower, the first wash is taking out all the impurities in your hair, like oils and know, sweat and things like that, you're not going to get a lot of suds. The second time you apply it after that, after that first cleansing, is when you'll really feel it come through. And it's like that almost with every shampoo, especially if you wash your hair like once a week.
So, Alyssa, have you used any of the shampoo? Did you get that?
No, I haven't. No, but I do wash my hair probably about once a week. People think I'm weird because I do that, but I've heard that, like, the less you wash your hair, the better it is for your hair, because your hair has the natural oils that it needs. And when you shampoo your hair, you shampoo only the scalp. And then you let the water run off, and it naturally cleans the rest of your hair. For men, it's different because you guys mostly have short hair. Also, when you condition your hair, I've heard that you're supposed to not condition your scalp. You condition only from like the nape of your neck down to give your hair the volume and all that.
Yeah, that is, and I'm of the mindset that you are. Also, to me, shampooing your hair once a day, you'd have to have a very lightweight shampoo to do that over and over, because your body is doing what it's been designed to do for eating. You want to let it do that. So, but you know, if you're working out, if you're in the sun a lot, if you're in the open air a lot, and you're sweating, you do need to get rid of it to sort of loosen up sort of the pores so that your hair can breathe, because you need it. Your scalp does need to oxygenate, so it is good for your hair to do that, especially to get far enough down into the follicle with the soap to open up that pore so that it can get oxygen and the blood flow that it needs. So just remember, like, if you want to grow your hair, Eddie, what you mm-hmm. want, you want to...
I just like not to fall out.
you'd like to grow a little bit, too, wouldn't you?
Something to grow and strengthen.
Yeah.
Basically.
So what I found is if you want blood flow to the hair, so if you move your scalp around, like mm-hmm. if you're doing stuff like this to move your scalp around, it helps. Red light therapy helps quite a bit. And in that case, for hair not to fall out, I would suggest a very specific type of product. We don't create it, but it's called carbonic acid. Carbonic acid to the scalp on thinning, hair that needs complete regeneration, is this stuff called carbonic acid. And you can, you have to sort of watch how you use it on your fingers, because it'll dry your fingers out quick, but it's really good for the scalp. Unplugs, okay. Of course.
Now, should men condition their hair too, or just...
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Let's get to the real question, Scott. Should Eddie even wash his hair? I mean, should he even bother?
Yeah.
Just don't use body wash on your hair.
Yeah.
No,
because I don't want him to put that acid on his hair and burn the rest of it off, Scott. Then he'll really be in a bad way.
We're in trouble.
No, it's good for your hair. You want to stimulate the scalp so you get blood flow. That's ultimately what you need to do. And there are products, you know, the products that are out there for hair regeneration or regrowth. This is like, these are specialty fields. And I would say, to get your hair really to grow, the first thing you can do without using that stuff is get the blood flow to that and really let sunlight hit your scalp so that it can
rejuvenate.
Yeah.
So like if he used like a vibrator or something on to kick it, would that be okay? Or
like that?
Well, I mean, well, you know, I'm not that kind of, but something to a massager or whatever you want to call it, is that good to get the blood flowing? I hear it is for a lot of things, but would that be good for hair?
Yeah, absolutely.
Eddie, there you go. Get yourself a massager at Ross and lay out in the sun vibrate your skull. It's what is it? Acid?
Carbonic.
Carbonic. So if you wear gloves with it and put it on, would that be better, or will it eat through the glove?
No, it won't eat through anything. It's just what I do, and I use it too. What I do with this product is I put it on, and I let it sit there, and I want it on my scalp. And And the reason you want it on your scalp is because the carbonic acid starts to go through the dead skin. It starts to penetrate into the follicle to open it up, to give it a little oxygen so that it can breathe, and it widens out that follicle so that your hair can grow thicker. And I let it sit on there for a few minutes, and you can feel it starts to tingle a little bit. And then immediately thereafter, I have a little bit of our conditioner. And the conditioner I keep on my fingers during the time that it's on my hair, so that my fingers stay moisturized. And that seems to offset it for me. That's just a trick that I use.
Okay. Melissa, there you go. You heard, I don't know if that good for women too? For all scalps, right?
It's good. Yeah, I found that product. I was looking at a specialty, someone advertising it. Wow, it's a really cool product. I am studying it just to see if we can get into it. I don't know how widely accepted it would be. I think it was a fascinating idea. Sort of and I thought, is this a real thing? But I can tell you, it's a very active product. You can tell when it's either a marketing ploy or an active product. But that's a very active product.
Yeah, I'm finding out that
carbonic acid
hair is is a big thing.
It's a big thing, right? Yeah.
Whether if you're using it or trying to keep it or what have you.
Yeah.
I wonder if does it cause dandruff? Because it gets rid of all that dead skin.
No, wash it out. No, it feels very. It feels like when
I'm like all into this.
Yeah, when you finish with it, like when it, and this happens, like when you use it, it really feels like a tiny, you've been exposed to sun, like a little bit of a burn there. Mm-hmm. But
it's kind of like
a good burn.
It's a
good burn,
and it's
working. And I really can't say enough about it. It just from my own experience, I thought it could have been marketing. It's not. It's a real thing, and it's really kind of a cool product. I'm thinking about including it in what we do. Although I don't know really how big the audience is. I'm just experimenting with myself to see if it works.
What's that workout term they use if it don't burn? What's that term? Workout
no
people.
No pain, no gain.
Yeah, no pain, no gain. There you go. So if you're not feeling any pain, it ain't working, right?
Yeah.
Or a little bit of tingle or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. Like you know how you can use either tea tree oil, sort of has a similar effect, or mint or menthol has a similar effect. Only to me, it's the affect of that tea tree that gives you the sensation, whereas the carbonic acid itself, that particular product, it's like one step farther. Not a lot farther, but enough to where you go, there's a difference between this and like tea tree.
Scott, what are the benefits of the turmeric in your products? Because I know I've heard turmeric is good for your bones.
Yeah, so turmeric is an anti-inflammatory, and it's good for things like rosacea. It's good for things like brightening. It often works in conjunction with like a vitamin C. Okay. So we use turmeric in a lot of products now, and it's such a unique product. Like you never really would have thought some product like this, it's like would have ever come up. It's kind of like it's like what did I see recently that was a product that started to come out? It was like a substitute for French fries is cauliflower fries. So someone's making French fries out of cauliflower. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's an interesting ingredient, that has been dead for eons and all of a sudden it's popular. Mm-hmm. Well, it's sort of the same thing with turmeric and beauty products. I'd heard of the product. I think the first one I heard about, I think we'd all seen commercials where Dr. Handsome on TV comes on and says, hey, try you this turmeric, and you see it, and it starts to plant the seed like, oh, it's good for you internally. But when it started to come into play for beauty products, I couldn't believe it. There, and it literally, it works in skin, it works in hair. It's, I can't believe how popular that ingredient has become, especially right now. Mm-hmm.
I feel cleansed in this interview already.
I feel well educated.
Very informative.
Thanks.
Yes.
Alyssa, I got a very special question for Scott, but I'm going to let you ask one more question before I let loose.
Oh, gosh, what do I want to ask? Well, first off, I want to thank you for being our sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, thank you for that. And I'm just excited about all the products. You know, I just want to go out there and try everything. I'm going to go ahead to Burlington. Now, like you said, that Burlington is the one with the most of your products. If I were to go to Burlington, and then if I went to Ross, and then I went to TJ Maxx, they're all different, correct? They're all different lines. And you said the men's product is mostly at Ross?
Yeah, you'll find different items in different categories in all of those things. So the Burlington carries with us, they carry body products, shampoo products, they carry men's products, and pet products. Those are kind of
different. Okay. Oh, I didn't know you had pet products.
Pet products also.
Wow.
So, look at this. And at those stores now, Natural Wonders has branched off into about 3 or 4 other lines. We sell the Herbist line. We sell Natural Wonders. We sell a new one called Herb Essence. And we sell another one called Pure and Tone, which is the one that Steve was holding up. And we have another line out there called Holy Natural. And these companies, they come to us and they ask us to expand out like that because they want to just basically come to one place where they can expand out all these lines.
Right.
So what you'll find in Burlington is not necessarily what you'll find in Ross. They want to remain separate. They'll have the same brand but different products.
Correct.
The pet products is another sort of line of products that we have that really got our foot in the door over at TJ Maxx. And TJ Maxx is so interesting to me right now because with all of the stores that we sell to, TJ Maxx alone, between them, between TJ Maxx, Marshall's, Home Goods, and they have Canadian stores in there too. I think there's one other store that they have, but it's 4,000 doors. 4,000.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's about as many doors as we sell to right now, combined with all the other ones. And what I'm most excited about is they came to us to start creating, and they have sort of not taken to us in the past, even though we've managed to sell a few things to them, because we're selling to the other two. Well, earlier this year when we started selling our pet products to them, they did a few test orders, and all of a sudden they started to go really up. These orders started really coming up, and they came to us recently and they said, we want an exclusive on that. And I said, I can't do that. I will create a brand new product for you.
So, what about baby products? Do you sell baby stuff?
I tried doing baby, and I really wanted it. Here's the thing. My feeling on baby products, while we were putting together products that I know are superior to what's out there, the brand names that have been staples
for eons.
Yeah. Are going to cook us every time. You can't beat Johnson & Johnson. You can't beat it. And I think because mothers rightly are making sure that they are going to take the most sensitive, tried and true things for their babies. Mm-hmm. And the likelihood of them trying something new out to see is less. So while I like that category and I've made those products before, I just know that we're up against
a behemoth.
Yeah,
beat them with creativity, but not.
I will say this about the pet things is one thing about pet owners. Pet owners love their pets like no tomorrow. So
we know this for sure.
Yes. I mean, we pet owners who love their animals or whatever, they'll do. You know, they want the best for them because you're taking care of them, and I could see something like that taking off because there's somebody always looking for what's good for their pet. Sometimes even more than themselves, but Yeah. It is what it is, you know?
It is true. Yeah, we, for some reason, our Natural Wonders flies with pet, and it, because the natural aspect comes to it, there's a sense of playfulness with Natural Wonders too, the smiley face in there, and it's kind of like, if people have asked us, in some cases, to take it out, and they don't want it in there, and I'm like, it'd be like taking the letter N out of the word natural. I mean, it's like a design element, and I like it because it's fun, and it, mm-hmm. it's light. It makes you feel good.
It's yours.
Yeah.
That's what I see when I see it. Right, Lisa?
Yeah.
If you took it out, I'd probably be like, hey, what's going on? What happened?
Yeah.
I would think it's a...
Knockoff.
There you go.
Knockoff.
Well, yeah, it's for, like I said, and in some cases we do take it out for certain products, but for me overall, like what I want to do is I want to take Natural Wonders and I want to make sure that we get into like a Target or a CVS or something like that, and I want Natural Wonders to be that brand that goes into those stores. That's when you start get into like 6,000-7,000 stores at a time. But yeah, so I'm not sure if that answered your question. I think I diverged.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's all right. That's what this show's all about. We go everywhere all the time. We forget where we're at too, Scott.
We're all over the place. Yeah.
I want to piggyback on Alyssa. Well, not on her, but what she said. What she said earlier. Well, I'll piggyback on her. Whatever. Well, she said we do want to thank you for being our sponsor. We really push the online thing. You know, we try the best we can, and for you to if you have faith in us, I hope you do. That means a lot to us. And you know, we've had people on that we've talked about, you know, businesses and stuff like that. And but talking to you and how this has been working, it's good. It feels right. You know, some we've worked with other people and stuff, and to me it didn't feel right. And you just kind of know, you know, and you having that faith to, you know, at least stick with us and let us do our thing. So I remember I had a conversation with you about let's try something.
Yep.
And I'm not choking up here, am I? I think I'm more choked up about this picture of the woman. And I'm going to look at it and say that's Scott.
You're getting emotional.
No, but I'll say this because we say everything on here. I had a conversation with Scott and I go, hey, look, this is what we do. You know, we have a show, and we've had people come on and we've advertised them and stuff like that. And when we come with sponsors, sometimes they pay you. Okay, they pay you to do something for them. And mm-hmm. I told him, I go, look, Scott, I'm going to be straight up with you. I don't want to be that kind of person. I want to show that we're doing something. And if it works out, then, hey, we talk about how that comes. But I don't want... Because I want our sponsors to know that we're the real deal. We just don't, hey, just give me money, and then we'll do the best we can, you know. And, you know, but I want to see that it's working, so you know that we're on the up and up, you know. Yeah. And I had that conversation with Scott, and he's really cool with it. And I know you're being really nice. Well, you know, maybe we could just give you something. And I go, no, I didn't want it like that, because I want you to know that we'd be true and really working hard to try to get your product, at least online. Because that's what we're promoting, but we know we could buy in stores too, but we've been trying to hit that online thing. And just want to thank you. I'm sure Alyssa said it good, and I'm sure Eddie feels the same way. And
yes,
and I'm not getting choked up, Randy. There's people on this comments, just ready to shut these comments up. I get choked up. I don't get choked up.
Well, I let me say this. One of the reasons your humor is my type of humor, number one, and number two, you guys are, this is a dream sort of thing. No one sets up and just does this stuff without really thinking it all the way through and sort of chasing it. It's not easy. I know that this isn't easy to set up. You've been consistent with it. I completely appreciate all of the entrepreneurial spirit that you guys bring to your own show, how you are fostering the audience, how you're bringing it all through. This all resonates with me, man. So when I look at what you guys are doing, it's you're people after my own heart. You're chasing what seems to be a feather in the wind, but there's a joy and a bounce and a funness to it that I appreciate.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, that's why it works. This podcast thing, like, I don't know, I'd say about 7 years ago, this podcast thing blew up, right? You know, everybody's out there. So everybody's out there competing. And a lot of people give up and just stop and say, yeah, there's so many podcasts, nobody listens to us and stuff like that. But, you know, I like doing it. It's something I've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Alberto, we've talked and we got this thing going. What was it, Eddie, about 9 years ago or something like that? Mm-hmm. I don't even.
Yeah.
I guess we try to forget it because, you know, me and Alberto fight like cats and dogs, but it works, you know, and we got this thing going. And, you know, I'm in it. And, you know, we brought on Alyssa. Eddie's been with us from the beginning. Mm-hmm. We brought on Alyssa because she is good for the show.
Yes,
she balances out us guys, and I just see everything working. And when we got together with you, it just I don't know. It's a good thing, and I'm glad that here's another. I talked to you about our show. It was kind of risque, and it kind of still is. But you know, we kind of changed a little bit, so it's a little more mainstream. But it's still what everybody talks about, you know. Mm-hmm. And we've went through this whole thing, Alyssa. You know that about. You know, we have a lot of models come on, which is a good thing because, especially with these beauty products, you know, they like this stuff.
Right.
But you know, there's a way to promote it, and then there's not a way to promote it. You know, and yeah. We kind of have to. I have to put my foot down because you know, hey, can you post these for the promos? Of course, I love them. But, you know, a business is a business. And, but, you know, everybody loves a beautiful woman that's yes. that's posing as a model or whatever they're doing. Same with men. There's men models too. And you kind of had to stick with it. And, you know, that's the sponsor thing is kind of hard with the type of show we have because sometimes they don't think it's for them. And that's the struggle we've had. So that's kind of where I say that I'm grateful that you understood us, I guess, to say.
The thing is, there's no corporation behind us that's forcing us to drill in some kind of narrative. You're dealing with another business owner that is working to just to build the business. So like I said, it resonates with me to watch entrepreneurs work together, and I think it's a really, really good thing. And I've always appreciated it. That's why I feel so strongly about, hey, let's see if it can work. Let's see if it works. And it has worked, and I've really enjoyed it, watching it grow.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the support.
We're all meant for each other, Scott.
Yeah.
just do me a favor. Next time you bring me a sample, let me know that you on the cover before I put it on my desk and I'm looking at it every day. Okay. Eddie, I'm going to bring Eddie up here. Eddie, why don't you say something and thank Scott? Why don't you say, did you?
Yeah. So we appreciate your support. Thanks for sticking with us.
See, Scott, we're kissing your ass. Is that okay?
Yeah, I just want you guys, I want continued success for you guys. You don't have to do that. Really, what I want for you guys is just to kick ass. I'd love for you guys to get a piece of the rock and then step up. And if there's anyone out there that's listening that could use a great show that has real potential, I would say this is the place to invest. It's been positive for me, and I'm sure it will be positive for someone else that's in the industry of being able to blast this message. So at some point, I'm right with you. I'm hoping someone's going to pour some rocket fuel into this and give you guys the real push that you're hoping for and looking for, because you deserve it.
Thank you. Very well said.
Wow. Thank you, Scott. That's very well said. And like I said, we're going to keep pushing, and we love working with you. We're here to make people laugh and have a good time on the time we're on in the morning.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do. We want people to laugh and just have a good, even if it's, we're on for an hour or two, hey, if we can make them laugh just a little bit, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
And sell some natural wonders.
I love it.
So I know Eddie's going to, you're going to the store after this, right? Because I know he's dying for that hair gel. And Alyssa is too. So we're gonna keep trying all these products so we can at least we can say that we've tried it and we can give our opinions and all that. Because it wouldn't be right to sell it to if we don't even tried it. Yeah. That's something I've always hated when people do that. You know, say, oh yeah, I love this. This is the greatest. I feel so good, and they've never opened it. Mm-hmm. You know, right. I don't think I could do that because I always talk about my hands because that's an issue I have, that they crack a lot, and I use that, and it's healed my hand, so that's a good thing. I've had other things that I've used just to get me by, so I'm not in pain, like just to get it moist, but the stuff you gave me with the vitamin E and all that, it really healed my hands in like 2 or 3 days, so it's good stuff.
I think that was the vanilla one, right?
Yes, vanilla.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we're gonna have to say goodbye, Scott. It's been so fun. I think this is probably one of the longest interviews we've done, and if it was gonna be with anybody, it's gonna be with you because you're our sponsor, and we appreciate you, and you're a good interview.
Very educational.
Yeah. Very educational. Hey, one thing before we go, why don't you tell everybody why they should use Natural Wonders products? I'll give you about a minute or so.
And here's why. Natural Wonders is, we hold to our name. Everything that name implies is what's in the bottle. We don't ever mess around with that. Even for Ross or Burlington, we're very proud to be American manufacturers that source locally, that build in the United States. Even the components that we have come from, you know, within 150-mile radius. We want as much American in our products as we can possibly get, and truly the formulations that we have in those bottles, there's no messing around with that. We never sacrifice on those formulas, and I don't think, as long as I'm head of this company, that will never ever change. I want repeat customers, so when they use it, like, damn, I gotta go get that again. So, and that's why we put so much time into it. We try to make the product fun. We try to make it look good on the shelf and pop, but really the sauce on the inside is really what we want people to use and keep coming back for.
Very cool. American made. Right here, look at this right there. Is this a flag for Natural Wonders and all of us good Americans? Usually I'd have a pair of underwear on here, but good old US of A. All right, Scott, we want to thank you so much for coming on. I know you're a busy man, and we'll keep in touch, and you're always welcome on the show, or if you got anything you want us to do, just let us know.
You got it. Much success. Yes.
Thank you.
Pleasure meeting you.
Yes. Take care, Scott.
All right, we'll see you.
Thank you.
All right. That was Scott Gerling, CEO of Natural Wonders. So that was some stuff that I didn't even know about.
Very informative show. Yeah. Very good. Gotta try the
So I don't understand. Do you understand that stuff he was talking about?
What stuff?
That acid, whatever, that acetone or whatever. So basically he's saying it opens the... Oh, what is it? Acid?
It's the carbonic acid.
Carbonic acid. So basically it opens the pores of the hair you already have.
Right.
And makes that hair grow stronger and thicker.
Stronger and healthier.
Okay, so you're not actually... You're saving the hair that you have, and it's coming out thicker and makes it come out, probably going to make it more fuller, right?
Basically, I'm assuming it like unclogs the pores. Mm-hmm. So when you put it on, it's working to get whatever is clogged in your, you know, because you have like those little pores in your head that your hair comes out of. So I'm assuming that once it's sitting there, it's working to unclog all that.
And massage your hair. You said massage your head, huh?
Massage your head.
To get the blood rolling, huh? Mm-hmm.
Get the blood flowing.
Did you do that, Alyssa? Do you already know about that, or do you rub your scalp?
No.
So I guess you just go like that, right, with your fingers?
Yeah, you just massage it.
Kind of like when you're washing your hair.
You know who did that? Remember that Bugs Bunny cartoon when he was doing Elmer Fudd?
The barber? with the music, the opera music.
I guess
music.
It worked.
Yeah. Well, see, they had something back then. They knew about it.
Yeah.
So massage your skull.
The Lucy show. Did you watch that one where Ricky thought he was losing his hair?
Oh, yeah.
That thing on it. And it was like rub, like going and like like,
oh, that there was a machine.
Yeah, it was like a machine. And his eyebrows were going. His whole head. Like,
Ricky Ricardo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I gotta check that one. I don't remember that one. So yeah. He thought he was losing his hair, so she was helping him out.
Mm-hmm. So she was helping him, and she was going to the extreme, like doing all this, like putting hot stuff on his head and putting that machine on and doing all this stuff because she didn't think he was really losing his hair. It was just in his mind. And so she was doing this stuff, like this outrageous stuff. And she's like, okay, and now you got to sit and bake for 20 minutes or whatever it was. And he was, she was done, and he goes, you know what? I think it kind of worked, you know, something like that. And she's like, well, you know, you have to do it every day for so many weeks or something like that. And he goes, okay. Because she thought he wasn't going to want to do it.
Yeah, she thought he was going to say, no, 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 it's too much
work. No, it's too much work. And he was like, okay. You know, just goes to show that, you know, everybody.
Well, what if somebody needs that? Yeah, mm-hmm. If it makes them feel better, do it, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Did you guys get anything out of that with the hair thing, or?
Yes.
I'm like excited to know that. I mean, it was good because now, like, I know more about the product and I know more of what they offer and everything that they offer, and to know that I didn't know that they were in Burlington. I thought it was only like Ross. So
Ross, Burlington, TJ Maxx.
Stater Brothers, I didn't know that they had the product called.
I think he even mentioned Marshalls, huh?
Yeah, I think he said Marshalls. Home Goods. Yeah. So
they're around there.
Yeah.
But listen, Alyssa, you had to tell Barry to shop online too.
Mm-hmm. I know.
If you need it right then and there, then you can go to these stores. But if you can wait, you can get a discount with our promo code.
You can get the discount online, and then it's more concentrated when you buy it online.
Yeah, he said the
it's the best of the best.
It's the best of the best. Buy it online.
So it's smaller and it's
more concentrated.
It's smaller and more concentrated. It's, what did he say? More. It's like the elite. It's like the elite club. It's top dog.
Can you do like a 30-second promo here? People should
not
go.
Not right now, but I got to think about it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, you want me to do it right now? He already did it.
Okay. Well, so everybody,
the top dog, do it himself.
Everybody that heard Scott earlier and Alyssa right now.
Yes.
If you need the product right now, this second, like Eddie, you can go to Burlington, Ross,
TJ Maxx. Marshalls,
Home Goods,
Stater Brothers.
You can go find the Natural Wonder products there in the the lotion section or beauty section, and pick it up then there. But if you want to go online to naturalwonders.com and do shopping there,
the best of the best.
It's, what do you call it? It's concentrate.
It's more concentrated.
It's more concentrated.
The higher.
It's 100. It's like
inside the top shelf products, I guess you would say.
It's almost like moonshine compared to buying liquor in the store. You get moonshine, that's 100% bang right there, right? Yeah. So you can go online and get that. Do your shopping, and at checkout, use promo code M25Show, and you get 25% off your total order. Now that's good, right, Alyssa?
Yep.
Order.
So. You get a discount online, but like Eddie, or Alyssa, if you want to try something right now and I want to try it, but then next time I'll buy it online, you could do that too. But
I'd say like, you know, if you're in the need and you need it now, and you know, kind of like, I want to compare it to like laundry soap. You buy the liquid laundry soap, you could buy it, you know, Ross and Burlington. But if you really want the good product and get the pods, then you get it online.
That's a good thing that you said that. Remember, Eddie, when they had that, I think it was laundry soap, the liquid. Remember, they used to sell the big ones, and then they had a concentrate one that was like this big, but it was the same price. It was the same amount.
Less product, and it did the same thing, because basically you're paying for water.
So online, you'll get that. You'll get the...
What the best of the best.
The most concentrated.
Best of the best. But yeah, go do it and just shop. And like I said, online is good because you get that discount. I mean, everybody likes a discount.
And keep in mind, when you buy online, yes, it's a little bit more expensive. But again, you don't use as much product. It's mm-hmm. more concentrated.
It'll last you longer.
It's the best ingredients. Yeah, it'll last longer. It's a smaller amount. But ounce for ounce, it's better.
You don't have to use as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you get a discount.
And you get a discount if you put M25 show in the promo code.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the M25 show. Remember that, people. I don't want to get messages going, hey, what's the promo code?
Right.
That's
here.
Our show. Yeah, there you go.
Right there.
Look at right behind me too.
Yeah. Natural numbers.
Well, you know what? Before we get out of here, I gotta do one topic that I've been dying to talk about. And then we can get out of here.
Okay.
It's about a guy who married his sex doll and she's pregnant. What? Did you guys hear about this?
No. How is that possible?
It's not.
That's funny you should ask. I'm going to tell you here in a second. Let me see here.
I'm like, what the hell?
Let me see if I can. Okay, here we go. He married his sex doll who is also pregnant. Yuri Tolochko is obsessed with sex dolls. These dolls, which imitate the texture of human skin, have the characteristics of never saying no. However, unlike many fans of these sex dolls, also known as love dolls, Yuri doesn't hide them under his bed or in his closet. Yuri marries them and maintains a daily love story. She kind of looks real.
Okay, this guy's a Russian guy, isn't he?
I guess Yuri.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. My question is, how can you marry somebody
from Kazakhstan?
Oh, I don't know where that's at.
Kazakhstan. K-A-Z-A-K-H-T-S-T-A-N.
Kazakhstan.
Where's that at?
Isn't that where Borat came from?
I don't know. It says with the mountain of muscles, a hairy chest, and a suggestive poses on social media, 36-year-old Yuri from Kazakhstan is freshly divorced but has immediately found love again, Eddie.
But how can he marry her because she physically can't say I do?
Can't say I do.
And listen, this is why you're going to find out here in a second. This is why you got to listen to the show.
Okay.
He doesn't say much about his recent marriage. And this in the separation from doll Margo. He got divorced from a sex doll.
Okay.
So Margo,
what?
I'm not ready to talk about it. It's still painful. It was real love. Margo and I met in a nightclub where she was a hostess. A nasty guy tried to break her. I defended her and fought with the guy. Then she and I got engaged. This union became viral in 2019 when the bodybuilder legally married his sex doll, surrounded by a handful of guests. Is it possible to get married to an object? The guy says yes.
How?
All you need is to be of legal age. But what about consent? Since Margo did not say the famous I do, it was judged that silent implies consent. And so the prince married the princess to the applause of the kingdom of Instagram in front of 100,000 thrilled followers, and Yuri created Lola.
She said yes in sign language?
If I kidnap somebody and duct tape their mouth shut, I can legally marry them? Silence is consent?
I'm just trying to find out how the heck she's pregnant. I don't see anything here about.
Borat and swallowed the little kid in the little
legally
toy,
insane.
The little toy figure. You know, in Borat. She swallows the.
Oh, that's right, huh? Yuri was delivered by his second fiance. She arrived in a big box. He decided to share this intense moment with his subscribers, who witnessed the birth of Luna. A busty blonde with Japanese features and lipstick smeared everywhere from passionate kisses. A contest was launched to give her a name. I was so excited that Lola and I were joined by Luna. She's smaller and younger than Lola. She looks like a model. I have a real sexual attraction to her.
I can't marry something.
So he's got two chicks. He's got two chicks, Eddie.
They came in a box.
Yep.
They all watched it grow.
Yeah, I don't see anything about the pregnancy or nothing, but he does have two of them.
Is she inflatable?
No, it's an actual. It looks like a doll where you could. Yeah, it looks life like size it doll? Looks real. Yeah, it's
like
a life
gel
size.
Gel-filled or something.
Gel-filled. So I guess
so
really
she already
got,
comes like inflated or whatever.
Already made.
Already.
Full it's
size.
Already. It looks like wow. a real like a mannequin, but it looks. Squishy. It looks like yeah, it looks like a real.
Ooh.
So it probably comes big life size, and then you just gotta probably gotta shower it every time, I guess. I guess he uses it. You got to shower it, clean that thing, right?
Slip and slide.
Yeah, you imagine having that, and then you take your doll into the shower, and you got to clean out the holes.
Shower together. Shower together.
You have to have one of those shower heads that come off.
Get under there.
Yeah.
And get in the crevices.
Does he use the bottle scrubber?
Oh.
From the inside.
Yeah. The round bristles.
I wonder if it comes with fake hair or is it shaved?
No, she's got hair. I see it.
No, not in the hair, not on the head, but
on the pubes?
Yeah.
I didn't show a picture any of that, sorry. I don't know. I would imagine you probably have it made, right?
I wonder what the box is it a big box or is it like she folded it in half or do you put it together or what?
Put it together. I don't.
Yeah, you know how sometimes the legs and the head come off of dolls when you.
Like I would say it looks like it's a one piecer because it looks so real. But uh-huh. Who knows? I mean, she's not naked, so who knows if it screws on a leg? I don't know. But it looks like it's all one piece to me.
One piece, kind of like an inflatable one, but it's already.
I wonder
jelly
if it comes.
Though.
If the box yeah. comes, like if you know how sometimes you get a box and it says box comes in the way it is. So the driver delivering it
knows what's inside. It's got a little picture on the outside of it.
Yeah.
It's not just a brown cardboard box.
Yeah, it's not this brown wrapping on it. Just
not discreet.
This is
it's got a see-through on one side. You see an ass.
It's like a Barbie yes. box. The clear.
Big Barbie box. Well, hopefully it would be, because I don't know. That would be something you... Well, he probably don't care if he's marrying her on Instagram.
I wonder how much she cost.
I guess money is no object, Eddie. He's in love.
Yeah, when you're in love, money is no object, huh?
That's crazy.
That's weird. I mean, how does somebody fall in love with a sex doll? I mean, you use it just because maybe you're not getting sex from
back.
A girl?
You don't talk back.
Yeah.
Eddie, he married her.
I know.
Well, I guess so. I don't know. I'd be kind of embarrassed to tell people that.
Yeah, meet my wife.
I found somebody.
You the same much. So.
Just sitting out on the couch. Does she want anything? Nah, she's fine.
She's a little okay. She's shy.
She don't eat.
She don't talk. She's watching her figure. Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Too funny.
Wow. All she needs is a shower every once in a while.
Oh my gosh. Hey, before we go, did I tell you guys about Walmart has a neighborhood shopping grocery store. Uh-huh. Walmart has these, they're scattered around their neighborhood grocery stores.
Yeah.
And I was in one not too long ago, and they sell sex toys in there.
Dude,
did I tell you this?
No.
No.
I mean, it's right there on the floor, like when you go down the medicine aisle.
Uh-huh.
It's in a glass case, and it's locked, but it's usually where the condoms are. They're locked up, and I was walking by, and I go, oh, the condoms, and I was walking by, and something caught my eye, and it was a butt plug.
That was at CVS.
Oh, it was there, too?
I even took a picture and sent it to my coworker.
Yeah, did you see the picture I sent in our group?
No!
It had vibrators in there. It had a butt plug.
Yeah.
For both men and women?
CVS, the same thing has it.
Place for both men and women?
And it's right there on the floor. It's not like behind in the pharmacy. It's you can walk by and just look at all of it. And
this was like, as you're standing in line at the pharmacy, I turned my head and I was like, and it was like one of those aisles where one aisle is longer than the other. Mm-hmm. So I was, there was the short aisle where I was at, and the other aisle that was a little longer that stood out, that's where they were. I was like,
were they locked or were they out?
They were behind a glass thingy, yeah, like you said.
That is crazy. I thought I was seeing things.
Am I at the Naughty Store? Because I couldn't believe it.
Is it next to the Astro Glide?
Yeah.
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 All the lube was there, the condoms.
Oh, wow. The KY?
Yep, the KY. Fire and ice, like you say.
They had regular vibrators. It looked like, you know, they had the, you know, it looked like a sex little section.
My eye was the butt plug thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they have this at CVS.
It was the actual, and it even had the picture of the plug on there. Yeah. I was like, that's what caught my eye.
Yeah, I think it was a pink box.
The Wine Stopper.
I'm going to have to look for the picture.
Wasn't a Wine Stopper, Steve?
No, it wasn't a Wine. It was a butt plug. You didn't see I posted a picture when I was there. I put it in our GroupMe of all the sex toys. I was at a grocery store.
Wow.
I was like, man, Walmart is, but then Alyssa just told me it's at CVS too. So maybe they're, it's venturing out into.
Maybe it's a new thing, huh?
Yeah, very new.
It was crazy.
I went to get some Advil or Tylenol, and I walked by, and outside of my eye, I see a butt plug.
Maybe we'll see it in your local grocery store soon.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yes.
Well, hey.
I can find the picture. Oh, here.
Is it in my page or?
Well, this one is not. I took a picture of this because it was more like PG-ish, but they did have the butt plug. But this is what.
It's blurry right now. Oh, your phone's blurry. Oh, you know what? It looks like your back. Oh, there you go. Oh, the stroker. Oh, you got the stroker too? Yeah, I saw that.
Yep.
What the hell's a stroker? You put it on the mail and then stroke it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so it's like a fleshlight type thing, huh?
Right. Crazy, huh?
You know what it is? It's the sex. People like sex. You know what I mean? They buy these things in sex stores, and it's a big, you know, those things. People go in there and they, nothing wrong with it. It's just, if you can go in there without being embarrassed, then you know, then there's some people that aren't. They go in there, hey, this is what I like, and they buy it like nothing. But there's some people that are embarrassed, and you know, it's hard for them to. But maybe putting it out in a grocery store or CVS now, maybe it'll make it.
They can put it in the middle of their whatever else they're buying.
Self checkout.
Self-checkout.
Well, that's kind of cool.
You know what the thing is?
Yeah, self-checkout.
Well, okay, so if you want to avoid the embarrassment.
Yes, Alyssa, what do you do? If you were to buy something like that, what would you do?
If the whole reason for it to be there is to avoid the embarrassment, it's still not avoiding the embarrassment because you've got to call somebody over.
Call somebody to get it.
To unlock it.
Could you imagine them calling a loudspeaker? You know, somebody needs a butt plug.
It's funny because when I was at the store, there's a thing like, there, you know, you push the button I had somebody going, you could hear it out on the intercom out there. Customer help needed in the da-da-da-da-da aisle. I'm like, customer help. And it goes and it repeats until the person gets there, until the employee gets there and pushes the button to turn it off.
And you're standing there.
Yeah.
They look around the corner, they see Alyssa there, all the guys are fighting each other to get over there to help her.
It'd be all customer help needed in the sex aisle. Customer help
service
needed
in the naughty
in the
aisle.
Right. Clean up an aisle.
Oh. Yeah, clean up an aisle 7.
So, like, how's that gonna avoid the embarrassment if you gotta call somebody to come and unlock it for you? And then you gotta tell them what you want, because it's not like you can just help yourself.
So,
like that one.
Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah.
Imagine telling you're a guy and you go, I want that butt plug. And it's another guy.
Right?
You're like, I want that one right there. And he's all the butt plug.
It'd be funny if he goes, well, I recommend this one.
Oh, the bigger one's better. He's all, you know what? I got to walk these up to the cashier with you. So let's go.
Is all I'm wearing this one right
and
now.
Then, and then it's like they take it up to whatever cashier it is. And
were there any
like,
were there any things that say products must be of certain age to buy them?
No.
No,
I didn't see it.
I don't know. I didn't see it. The whole thing of them just being there like totally threw me off.
I didn't look, but it was like with the rubbers. I mean, do you have to be a certain age to buy rubbers?
No,
I don't know. Would you have to be like 18 to buy them, or can anybody just buy them?
In a regular grocery store, they're right on the shelf. You can
they're on the shelf.
Pull them out. Mm-hmm. This one with the sex toy, the rubbers were in there with the sex toys, but it was in a glass. Locked.
So number one, you have to call somebody to unlock it for you. They have to walk it up to the cashier. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the cashier, you got to ask the cashier for your products.
Oh.
So how is that like defeating? Well, it defeats the purpose of it being like secret or not embarrassing.
Maybe they're making it mainstream where, hey, it's gonna be how it is, and people are gonna be one day just, I'm gonna go buy a sex toy at CVS or Walmart, and it's no biggie. I guess I don't know.
It's 7-Eleven pretty soon.
You didn't see anything that said all sales final on these products?
No returns.
No returns.
They get a stamp and they stamp it. Final sale.
Yes, if boxes it's open, like no Cinefin. Returns.
It's gonna be like Cinefin. They have to scan your ID in order for you to use it, to buy it.
Oh my gosh, that's
crazy.
That
happened to me when I was sick last. What was I sick last week when I was sick? Mm-hmm. I went to because I was starting to get. I felt like I was starting to get sick. So on Tuesday, I had gone to the store and I had bought Sudafed and I bought all this, and now they have Sudafed behind the counter. You can't even just get it. You have to actually ask the pharmacist for it. And they had to scan your ID and all. I'm like, I'm sick. I'm not making meth. I'm sick. Yeah. I just
need making sure stuff. You're not going to cook it.
Right.
Yeah, but then you can go get a butt plug right there in the aisle. that's heavy.
Crazy.
I might, you know what? Maybe we'll send Will into a CVS or Walmart to buy a sex toy and see how the process goes.
Right?
That's a good idea. What do you think, Eddie?
Yeah.
We'll have to have somebody follow him with the camera too and see how this whole process works. If they call on the intercom,
right?
What they say, what section, how do they call it? They say, go to the
feminine aisle?
Aisle 7, aisle 8, or whatever.
Feminine hygiene aisle. Because I think it might be next to, like, products.
Imagine the checker having to call for a price check.
Customer help needed in aisle 69. Customer help needed.
Tried to scan it. It's not scanning.
Not scanning.
Price check.
We got a price check on aisle on register 3.
Line's getting bigger and bigger.
other checker. What do you need a price check on this butt plug? You're standing there with your head down.
Say the product on the intercom.
Anybody?
Price check on this item.
Oh my gosh! And then you're there buying it. Just go here's $100. Just take it. Whatever. Just let me get the hell out of here.
Right. Keep the change. I don't need a receipt.
I don't need a receipt.
Just keep the change and.
I'm not bringing it back.
I won't be back. Period.
Crazy.
All right. Well, so people, if you want sex toys, you can go to your local CVS or your
local
Walmart,
your local pharmacy.
Your local pharmacy or Walmart, and they sell sex toys in the store. It's crazy. So,
wow,
it is what it is. I guess it's a big enough seller. It must be a big enough seller, or they wouldn't be selling them.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking massagers. I'm talking straight up vibrators and butt plugs and. Strokers.
Maybe something new they're trying.
They're trying, alright. Alright, guys. It's time to hell out of here.
Yeah.
We want to thank our guest, Scott Gerling, CEO of Natural Wonders. His business sponsors our show. And good dude. Make sure to go to naturalwonders.com. And that's Wonders with a Z. I don't know. Is this good enough?
WUNDERZ
naturalwonders.com and do your shopping there and at checkout use promo code the M25 show and you get 25% off your order. And if you can't wait, then you can go to Alyssa, you can go to Stater Brothers,
Burlington
Cup Factory, Ross,
TJ Maxx,
Home Goods, and Stater Brothers,
Marshalls.
Marshalls. and they sell those products there. So go try it out. It's all natural. It's good for you. And it's good stuff. Right, Alyssa? We all use it.
Yep. I like it.
And with that, we will be back next week. Hopefully, Alyssa, you're back, because I like having you on the show, because it's just, you're such a ray of sunshine, and you will
be back.
So happy.
Yes.
And thanks to Bill Clinton for popping in.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very, very rare appearance by that man. I guess he needs a lot of natural wonders, so Scott's got his job cut out for him. All right.
Let me working on that mask.
Yes. Natural Wonders mask. Let me find our... I'm not prepared.
Oh.
Yeah, not prepared. See, I was all... Okay, here we go. We're going to get... I was thinking about those sex toys. All right, guys. We'll see everybody next Thursday. Next same time, same place.
Which one did you buy, Steve?
I didn't buy anything. I took pictures.
Me too.
I was amazed. I was like, what? You know that thing where you go, say what?
Say what?
Yes.
You did a double take. You're like, what the hell?
And when I went back, I was staring at him, and then I caught myself just looking. And then, like, people were walking by, so then I had to act like I was doing something else. So I I waited until they walked away, and then I started looking real fast.
I'm in the wrong aisle.
Yep. The people walking by going, look at this pervert trying to buy sex toys. Taking pictures of me looking at it, you know? All right, we'll get out of here. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye.
See ya.
Memories in high school flames. Some good, some bad. Smoke on Pomona Street with the long hair rockers. Oh, the memories. Classic cars, big tits and bars. Drinking all night like rock and roll stars. When I play that song, don't it take you back? I gotta Fullerton.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.